Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Hey, and Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We are going to continue taking your phone calls here, and then, believe it or not, we're going to go to another special guest. It's all Mark's fault. He double booked tonight without, well, actually, you didn't know it was a double booking, Mark. You booked somebody and you didn't talk to me or something like that, and we didn't know that there were two guests
scheduled. I blame you.
So, I'm blaming you. We're going to go to your calls, though, briefly, and then we'll get to Jim Babka from Downsize DC. First, we go back to Dave in Montana. I thought you might have had more to say, Dave, so I wanted to make sure we got to that as after we say goodbye to Danny from the UK. So, Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Hey, it's about this medical plan about. They want to fine us if we don't purchase this stuff?
Yes. The federal government's plan is that there will be different fines based on whether you're single or married.
So that means if I don't pay the fine, they're going to come and hunt me down and put me in jail, right?
That's usually what happens when you don't pay the government's fines.
And then that means that they're going to be paying $42,000 to keep me in jail because
sure. Sure. But the way it's going to work, though, Dave, is they're going to just jack it from your paychecks. And you know, most Americans aren't entrepreneurs. They're not out there doing their own thing. They're getting a paycheck from somebody who has already bowed down before the IRS and done everything they've demanded. And so when the IRS comes in and demands that they take X amount of dollars out of your paycheck, that's what they'll do.
They're going to make our employers a tax collector. Right?
That's correct. Well,
they already are. So right. Now they're going to even make them take more.
Exactly right. You nailed it. As far as somebody like me, though, somebody who is not employed by anyone, then, well, first of all, they're going to have a tough time finding out about me because I don't file their tax returns. But if they decide they want to find me, then, yeah, they will have to come directly after me, somehow, you know, levy my bank account. That's usually what they're going to do. They're going to try
to... So they're going to have a whole jail set up for medical...
Well, they're going to do everything they can to avoid putting you in jail. I mean, they don't want to put you in jail. They want to extract the money. So for people that have jobs, they're just going to have it taken out of their paychecks. For somebody like me, they'll just go to my bank and they'll jack me. You know, they'll jack the money from the bank. If I take all my money out of the bank and make it impossible for them to do that, then the question is, will they take the time, spend the money, and go through the effort to try to track me down to the point where they could actually bring charges and throw me in jail? Is it possible? Yes. Will they need a whole jail to build a whole jail for people like that? No. There just aren't enough entrepreneurs out there who will
disobey. You don't think enough people will try to avoid this fascism?
I don't know what to think. I mean, I know a lot of people are making a lot of noise about not liking the healthcare thing, but it seems like the usual story, Dave. The usual story is the Americans make a bunch of noise about some new government program they don't like, and then when it finally gets passed, they bow down and do whatever.
And the IRS will pick out one or two individuals and really go after them.
Because they keep giving out the credit cards, and that's...
Because who?
Who's giving out credit cards?
No, the people won't complain because they're bought off. As long as they get their credit cards and they get their loans to pay for all of this stuff.
Well, I don't know if that's the reason why they'll complain. It's just that they'll go along with it, right?
And then they're going to tax us on the medical bills we get, right?
No, they'll tax you on everything. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you. I don't know what people's reasoning is, but... The way it tends to work is Americans will complain before something happens that the government's going to do, like the healthcare thing. They'll complain. They'll make a big bunch of hullabaloo about it. Then the program will go through, and they'll say, oh, the law's the law. I've got to follow it. And so they'll go ahead, and some of them will try to cheat it. Some of them will – cheat's not the right word. Some of them will try to remain free, if you will. But most of them will go along with the program, and they'll complain. You know, they'll complain while they're doing it. They'll complain about filling out the tax forms as they're filling them out and being good little obedient citizens. So let's continue with your calls and talk to Bob in Ohio. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, fellas. I did want to talk with Dan. He sounded like a John Lennon follower, and I love John Lennon. And on the marijuana issue, you're fighting the entire system, the grid. You're fighting the tax people, the IRS. You're fighting the insurance companies. You're fighting the lobbyists. You're fighting the medical and pharmaceutical corporations.
Well, I see what you're saying, Bob. I'd like to just disagree with one part, and that is that I'm fighting, because I'm not fighting with anybody.
Yeah.
That's not what I do.
On the guns, I really liked listening to Dan. On the guns, I am happy and pleased that our law enforcement have guns. The problem with walking up and shaking or hugging a guy that's on duty, you know, he'll lose his job in a heartbeat. Plus, you don't know the intentions.
Why would he lose his job?
Oh no! If that gun is taken from you, you're done on the police force.
Well, we're not talking about walking up and taking a cop's gun. We're talking about giving him a hug.
In other words, that law enforcement officer doesn't know your intentions, and that gun he is in charge of that gun.
Well, I can tell you that I've given law enforcement officers hugs in public view in front of their superior officers, and they're, at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, it was no problem. Yeah, they know who I am. I mean,
if they don't know who you are on a personal basis, you know, they might decline because that gun is important, and he would get in a world of trouble and probably lose his job.
That's true to some extent, but I think you can let them know from just how you're being with them that I'm not a threat.
Yeah,
it's all about your come from.
A warm handshake would do just as well.
It doesn't, though. The warm handshake, that's impersonal. It doesn't have the same impact on them. It's not anywhere near as disarming as giving somebody a hug is.
You should consider French kissing him instead.
I'd like to ask you, fellas, and I wanted to ask Dan this. Did he believe in one divine creator?
I have watched some of his videos, and I don't intend to speak for him. This is my interpretation of what I've seen on his videos. He definitely doesn't seem to be of a monotheistic mindset. He seems to have a kind of a similar belief system to those of us on this program, and that is, at least I can only really speak for myself, that God, if you want to use that term, is essentially everything, or all that is God or goddess, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, many, many people around the world believe in a divine, one all-knowing, all-sovereign, omnipresent, all-powerful, all-knowing, divine creator who created the entire universe. Because we believe his infinite knowledge and wisdom, put it all together and created all things. In other words, his handiwork is in anything from the other side of the galaxy or universe of creation.
Do you believe in a judging God?
Let me ask you this before I answer that.
Okay.
Can I ask you
this? Yes, sir. Quickly.
Do you believe if there is one divine creator of everything in the universe, everything, if there is such a person, do you believe he has do's and don'ts?
Well, first of all, I don't believe in the former, so I don't know if I can accurately answer those.
Yeah,
Do you believe, in other words, you think God is like in everything? Do you believe that?
I think God is everything. That we are all part of God. That we are all connected in some way at a energy level, however you want to describe it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that I am separate from God.
And I think that an all-powerful, all-knowing being that exists outside of time that created a situation where I'm going to have to go to hell because I don't believe whatever it was that he set up in the beginning, when I am a limited, not all-knowing creature, is kind of a jerk.
Can I ask you, as far as being kind of like pantheistic, can I ask you, do you believe in a yin and a yang? In other words, a negative effect in motion in all facets, and do you believe in a positive aspect?
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. Yeah, I think that's reasonable. Karma, the idea that what you sow, you reap, that sort of thing. Thank you, Bob, for the call tonight. We can dig into that discussion here in a little bit. 800-259-9231, but first, Jim Babka from Downside CC.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is available to you if you want to take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Anything goes, you dial in. 1-800-259-9231, the number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained at levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course today, plus 30-state concealed weapon permit, and get a free handgun. That's right, a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
All right, let's go to Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Jim, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Always nice having you on the program.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I've been watching you guys on your studio cam tonight, so if you'd like to wave at me, that'd be really cool.
Sorry about that.
That's awesome. You guys keep, every time I'm on, you guys keep making progress.
Well, we've hit over 50 affiliates now, which I think is pretty great for the only truly pro-liberty, principled, syndicated radio program out there. So things are going pretty well for Free Talk Live, and always good having you on. Probably our longest-running, most frequently heard guest on the program here on a show that doesn't tend to have very many guests on. So, Jim, what's going on with Downsize DC? First of all, give our new listeners a brief recap of what Downsize DC is, and then give us the latest.
Well, DownsizedDC.org is one of two organizations that we have over here, and it's the one we talk about the most. You come to our website, DownsizedDC.org, and there you'll find a variety of issues. We're best known for our Read the Bills Act, for example, and you just get quickly up to speed about one of those issues, put in your basic contact information. The system allows you to simultaneously send a personalized message to your representative and two senators, telling them where you want, what you want them to do. We look at these representatives as our employees, and we give them their work orders on a daily basis. And the great thing about our system is that when you do it, you don't do it. When you send that message, you don't do it alone. We send our Downsider Dispatch free email newsletter out every day to 28,000 plus subscribers now. We're growing too, you'll be pleased to hear. And those people, a lot of those people act every day, so when you speak, you're not speaking all by yourself. Your voice is amplified by all the other people that are joining you, and best of all, it's free. It's downsizedc.org.
Excellent. I am not a fan of the federal government at all. I tend to believe that it's a hopeless case, but I think if anybody can change it, it's you, Jim Babka, because I believe in you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And you know what we're doing, and I know that you keenly appreciate that, is we're stepping outside of the partisan electoral system, which is largely a rigged game. I think we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. And we're stepping outside of that system, and we're utilizing pressure. And we've seen pressure work this summer. We've seen the president change his stand a little bit on the health care issue and back off on some of the caustic rhetoric that he was using. We've watched Republicans begin to pick up a proposal that they wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole back in April because it was, you know, too libertarian or freaky, that people should be able to buy their insurance in whatever state they want. Now Republicans are openly advocating that, and that came about not as a result of change at the ballot box. There was no election between April and now. That came about because Americans have been showing up in town halls and sending messages through groups like DownsizedDC.org, and they have been making clear that they expect Congress to do things differently. The pressure is beginning to work. The problem is there isn't enough of it yet. We need to build an army so large that Congress cannot afford to ignore it, and that's what we're setting out to do at DownsizedDC.org.
It's a peaceful army, one that's not going to be picking up weapons and
you might even go up and hug a politician. Who knows?
Ew, I don't know about that one.
And I would like to grab their guns. But, you know.
So what's happening with Downsize DC? What's the latest? What's going on right now?
Well, we have two things that I was hoping to come on and talk to you guys about today. We have a second organization, the Downsize DC Foundation, which participated in by filing an amicus curiae brief, which means friend of the court, with this case that was talked about right in your news break, where the Supreme Court came back early just to hear this one special case involving incumbent protecting campaign finance laws. There's a potential that McCain-Feingold here could, or some part of it, could be overturned. And we stepped into that making a free press argument. And DownsizedDC.org today, for the first time in its history, released a song. We have a music video available in today's current blog post at our site right there at the top of the page at DownsizedDC.org called Brother, Can You Spare a Fraud? And fraud in this case is an acronym standing for Federal Reserve Accounting Unit, the dollar. And what we're trying to do is point out to people that they've been basically robbed. Inflation has destroyed their savings. It's destroyed the money that they're carrying around in their pocket. This is the dollar itself is a fiction. It's based on people's confidence in it. It's based on the world's confidence in it. It's backed by nothing. Mm-hmm. And as a result, it's been a way that the government's been able to tax us through counterfeiting, through operating basically a printing press operation, printing up so many of these dollars that the value of them has gone down so much that your purchasing power since 1913 when the Federal Reserve was created has gone down by 99%.
It's an absolute robbery. It's highway robbery, and it continues to go on. Every time they print more money, you lose more value. It's pretty outrageous. So you've got a song that you're promoting with the purposes of just kind of going viral, perhaps, and getting the ideas of the, you know, explaining the Federal Reserve to some extent?
Yeah, you know, what we found, Ian, is that when most people attempt to describe this issue, they start throwing around phrases like fiat currency and fractional reserve banking and reserve ratios and open window requirements and on it goes. And even worse, some of them start getting into these conspiratorial arguments about how bankers run the world and this is really a plot to destroy all of us. And none of these arguments are persuasive. The first set is too complicated. The second set is a turnoff to most people. And it doesn't get through the real essential problem here, and that is that we are being robbed. This system allows, when a counterfeiter prints up money, he can walk into a town and buy everything at today's prices. And then tomorrow, that money will begin to filter out. People will realize there's more money out there chasing goods, or actually they'll realize that there's more demand for their goods because more dollars are out there. And they will raise prices accordingly. But that first guy with the fresh dollars, he gets to buy everything on the cheap. And that first guy in this instance are your banks and your federal government. The federal government uses it to buy things like war tools. It allows them to go and dominate the rest of the countries in the world and impose not only upon us here in the United States, but on nations all over the globe.
So you can see the music video, and then you can actually take action all at downsizedc.org. Is that right?
Yeah, we've set up a new domain, giveushonestmoney.com, which Dan Litwin, the artist who sings and the song "Brother, Can You Spare a Fraud," recommends, and that takes you directly to our Honest Money campaign, which were three bills that Ron Paul has yet to introduce. I don't know why. That would take away the coinage and legal tender monopoly that the government owns and would pave the way for an alternative money system for people to be able to conveniently trade in gold and not have to deal with the tax or a monopoly or the legal tender laws that currently make things so difficult for us as Americans in terms of having an alternative system. And that alternative system, every time somebody opted out peacefully in a transaction, they would be diminishing the power of the Federal Reserve at the same time.
You know, I've seen the video a couple of times now, the Brother Can You Spare a Fraud at YouTube.com, and what I love about it is there's this little bit in the middle where they do Gilligan's Island. They take a part of Gilligan's Island on it where Mr. Howell is explaining what makes for a strong monetary system, and then this guy from this tin pot dictator from some nowhere little South American country says, hey, in my country all you need is paper and a printing press. And turns out, shortly after they make that, that's what we do here in the United States.
You know, Jim, exactly. I know you had something else you wanted to cover, so hang on. We'll bring you back for that in moments. More with Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org and your calls about whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Show is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That again, toll free, 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, he is with us. You're welcome to dial in with that as well.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks. All you have to do is go there and you can browse them. There's Culture of Corruption by Michelle Malkin, The South of Broad by Pat Conroy, and The White King by Philippa Gregory. All of them you can get for free by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you don't put the FTL on the end, you don't get one for free. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
I don't know who those last two authors were, but I don't know why anyone would want to read Michelle Malkin.
Well, you know, I'm just saying that's up there at the top. I can't say it's my favorite, but somebody wants to read it, right?
Yep, and 60,000 titles, so you'll find something you like. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook.
With 60,000 titles, you're bound to find something you don't, too.
Yep, no doubt about it. Let's go back to Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Jim, you're back on with us here telling us about some of the latest happenings over at Downsize DC. You've released your first music video with the hopes of putting the meme of the Federal Reserve in an understandable fashion into people's hands and their eyes and their ears. And, of course, you're also allowing people to get in touch with their so-called representatives and hopefully promote some freedom-oriented monetary legislation. That's one of the things that you are covering right now at DownsizedDC.org. What else did you want to share with our listeners tonight?
Well, we have a separate organization, also an educational organization called the Downsize DC Foundation, that participated in a Supreme Court case that was heard yesterday. The court came back special to hear this case. And one of our former co-plaintiffs had an organization called Real Campaign Reform, and we took a case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. One of our co-plaintiffs was a group called Citizens United, and they found themselves in a very difficult position due to the McCain-Feingold law. They had a movie called Hillary, and it was an expose about Hillary Clinton put together by like-minded people who wanted to get the word out about their view on Hillary Clinton. And the video was never allowed to be played publicly. It was banned. The FEC said that under the McCain-Feingold law, that if they aired that video, the leaders of Citizens United would go to jail. And that was that. So they took their case and they got it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the court is now looking at potentially overturning parts of McCain-Feingold and maybe even Austin v. Michigan Chamber of Commerce, which was a law that which was a ruling by the court that said, hey, you know, if corporations engaged in political statements and the government decides to regulate those issuance of statements, that there's no violation of the First or the 14th Amendment, despite the fact that the First Amendment says quite clearly Congress shall make no law. And I don't understand the ambiguity in that, but that's what they do. The significance or the importance of this case, the significance or importance of this case to everybody listening is, if you were wondering why incumbents win again and again and again and again, and you can't seem to beat them at their game, there's a lot of reasons, but the very, very top of the list, the one that's the most dominant, is they keep challengers from being able to raise money. And that's the purpose of the campaign finance reform laws. And one of the ways that challengers can organize, or even regular citizens can make sure their voice is heard, is through organizations like Citizens United or DownsizeDC.org or any other kind of corporation that they choose to form that pools their resources. You know, Ian, you and I don't have the ability of our own as independent means to go out and produce a documentary about Hillary Clinton. But if we pool all of our resources, potentially we can do that. Well, as the federal government has said, first of all, you're going to need a license. You're going to need to file and get permission from us to do it. You're going to have to follow our requirements for how you raise the money and report it. A treasurer is going to have to come on board and take full legal liability for the actions of your group. And the law is very complex, and the system for posting your information is very complex. And if it all goes wrong, too bad. And the fines are potentially steep. And since McCain-Feingold, some things, as I just said, are also criminal now, that you criminal. Could actually go to jail for doing them,
yeah.
Such as running an ad during the final 60 days of a campaign, mentioning a candidate by name on TV or in radio.
Mm.
And so this is the situation we've arrived in, and we really do need to overturn these laws. Very important. We filed an amicus curiae brief, which means friend of the court, arguing that we have, as citizens, a right to freedom of the press. It's not just the institutional media that has that right. This is an individual American right. Everyone has it. And a press right is merely a planned communication. You've decided to buy a billboard or do something on the internet or build a radio ad. It's a planned communication designed to broadcast an idea to other people, to share your ideas with other people. And by definition, these almost always cost money. And so money is essential to this process, and the ability for us as citizens to pool our resources is crucial as we express ourselves in an allegedly free democracy.
And so people can help you out with that also at DownsizeDC.org. How easy is it to actually use this system, Jim?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Jim Babka. Uh-oh. Sounds like we've got some phone troubles there. Well, perhaps we'll hear back from Jim. We'll try him back here shortly. But just kind of getting the latest, always interesting to hear what he's up to. He's one of the doers, Jim Babka. I remember when I first met Jim over the phone, he was the press guy, the press manager for the Harry Brown campaign back in the year 2000. And I was working on getting Harry Brown booked so I could interview him way back when. And that's when I first met Jim Babka, and he spun off and really started to do some great work and has been doing so since. Jim, do we have you back? I don't think so. All right, well, head on over to DownsizeDC.org. You'll find out that what they have is an amazingly easy system to use to contact these people that are so-called representatives in Washington, D.C. Will they listen to what you have to say? Well, that's another question, but it'll make it easy for you. You won't have to go through the process of filling out any forms on any websites except just the first time you sign up for DownsizeDC. You just fill out their sign-up form, and then from that point on, whenever you send out a message via their system, their software goes behind the scenes. It goes to that person's, that representative's website, fills out all the information on their submission form for you. You don't see any of this stuff happening. It's just happening behind the scenes. When you click submit, your words, your ideas go out to these people, and it makes it a very, very simple process. So doing great work over there, Jim Babka at DownsizeDC.org. You can go and get signed up, and then you'll get clued in with the Downsize DC Dispatch, all over at DownsizeDC.org.
You know, it's they've got a lot of issues going on over there, and they send out updates probably three or four times a week, and I respond to it all of them. I mean, you know, I feel like if we all respond at the same time, it's going to have a little more synergy.
That's the intention, is to get people coordinated, if you will, with their writings to the people in D.C. And, you know, he's pointed to a few things in the past where it looks like Downsize D.C. has teamed up with some other organizations, and, you know, they've actually made some progress in some areas. So have miracles happened yet? No. But then again, he doesn't have a huge amount of people. He's got several thousand folks that are on board with the Downsize D.C. dispatch, but I don't think it's eclipsed 100,000 at this point. I think it's up 50, 60, and maybe somewhere up there. I haven't checked the numbers in a while. But so that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to grow the ranks of the Downsize D.C. army, as he calls it.
It's too bad that we lost him. I really wanted to ask him and get his perspective on just the people in general. I watch all of these town hall meetings where people are just really upset and really getting angry at the politicians. The politicians are saying, hey, these are my town halls. I can run them the way I want to. You can't film me and this and that. And I see people waking up to the sort of red-blue paradigm. And I think that, you know, some of them are, some of them clearly aren't. But I think people are looking for some kind of alternative to the standard Republican or Democrat paradigm that is out there. And I think Downsize DC might be a good place for those people to come and, you know, find a way to make a difference.
I hope so. You know, I get the same feeling. It seems to me that America has an opportunity that's completely unprecedented in its history, in world history, is that we had a total red team in from 2000 to 2006, in Washington. It was all Republican, Senate, House, White House, the whole deal. And here and from 2008 to at least 2010, we're going to have total blue team. It's House, Senate, and the House of Representatives. And it looks like the Senate is actually entirely controlled to the point that they actually have, you know, the two-thirds majority or whatever it is they need, six-tenths or something like that, that's so important in passing bills in the Senate. And Americans are going to get to see at the end of this, holy crap, it doesn't matter. The government still gets bigger. These people still do whatever the heck they want to do. It's business as usual. Change my butt and hope my butt.
Sam, you'll have your chance to actually ask Jim what you wanted to, because we've got him back. We'll be back with a little more with Jim Babka. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms.
liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. If you want to take control of the airwaves, dial on in toll free at 800-259-9231. And you can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us at promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and into more people's MP3 players, into eyes and ears, or ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. We've got Jim Babka with us from downsizedc.org. Something happened with our connection a few moments ago, but he's back. And you were talking about some of the latest things happening with Downsize DC, getting people, as always, as you have been, getting people to act in concert with one another without even having to know one another. You send out a Downsize DC dispatch that outlines whatever the current issue is. It may be the Federal Reserve or something else. And you'll give people the opportunity to take action. They'll go. They'll utilize the account they've already set up. It makes it literally just a few clicks, and they have sent a message out to their so-called representatives in D.C. But it's not just them. They're doing it at the same time as thousands of other people, or relatively the same time as thousands of other people. And your system, which is completely free to the user at downsizedc.org, makes that easy. Jim, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Now, I'm glad to be so.
Excellent. Sam had a question for you when you were off the air. So, Sam, if you could recount that, because I don't know if Jim was able to hear it.
Sure. Jim, you've got to be one of the most plugged-in guys I know when it comes to politics. And I've been watching all of these town halls and seeing the people get upset and ask these tough questions of the politicians that are brave enough to even hold them. And, you know, it's not something that I've seen before, and I'm starting to think that people are waking up to the red-blue paradigm and realizing that there's very little difference. They both want to grow the government. And I think people are kind of seeing that, and they maybe don't know what to do, and I think Downsize DC may be a great place for some of those folks to go. Is that your experience? Are you seeing people that are sort of waking up to the paradigm shift and coming out of that, or is it just the mad Republicans who have lost their ability to wield the power of government?
Well, there's both, and the mad Republican part is actually, I think, a little more interesting, because some of them are actually waking up as this process is going on. You know, if you go out and you stake a claim and say, here's what I believe, and you say it loudly and you say it strongly, as these tea parties and town halls are causing people to do. If you're trying to rally your friends, say, look, we got to do something to stop what's going on, and then the next administration comes along and it's your party and it's proposing the very same thing, it starts to set in, not on everyone, obviously, but on a, let's say, sizable plurality of people who recognize that, gee, this is now I'm contradicting myself. I, you know, I was pretty loud in one position. Now I'm being asked to go the other direction. And I think a lot of people are waking up, and this process of switching administrations and switching Congresses is a process that's going to peel some more people out. They're going to recognize, and I think on the other side of the aisle as well, that their parties really are not that divergent. You know, Barack Obama has come in largely and rubber stamped much of what George Bush did in the areas of civil liberties and the war, and then proceeded to go out and build massive expansion or seek massive expansion of social programs. So, you know, it's George Bush with much more spending. And who would have thought that we'd be talking about more spending than George Bush?
It's hard to imagine.
Yeah, and by the way, Republicans used to oppose such things, and now they're waking back up to their roots. The Republicans, by the way, are almost a wonderful party when they're in the minority.
Yeah,
begin saying very great things when they're in the minority, and so I've actually kind of started to enjoy them a little bit. But
I sure didn't like them.
Prone to do the right thing.
I sure didn't like them before, though.
In front of them.
I sure didn't like them when they. I'm sorry, Jim. We keep on talking over each other. I said I sure didn't like them between 2000 and 2006, though.
No, I didn't either. In fact, I would go so far as to say even up until Inauguration Day this year. And I still have a lot of reservations about them. You know, I mentioned earlier that the pressure has worked, and one of the ways that it has worked is that now Republicans are expounding this idea of portability of health insurance, the idea that you would be able to buy insurance, not just in New Hampshire, but any other state of the union that you chose where a plan matched your needs and your budget. And that's something now the Republicans have begun to embrace, but it took them several months to do it because they're still scared of the idea of liberty and allowing people to make these decisions themselves. They still want to play the game. When we first started working on the health care issue back in June with the coalition of people, we started talking about forming a coalition. The big threat at that moment was that Charles Grassley any second was going to cut a deal. He's a Republican senator that was leading the negotiations in the Senate from Iowa. And he was leading the negotiations, and he was going to compromise on this, and a package was going to get passed in July. Well, enough opposition built up that by the time he returned home to his district in August, he'd seen the light. He felt the heat. He saw the light. He stood up in front of everybody and said, you should be scared of this plan. We should all be scared of this plan. We should do everything we can to stop it. What changed between June and August? I believe it was the amount of pressure that was focused in on him, and I'm very encouraged. I've spoken at four of these tea parties. I'm encouraged by what I see happening at the town halls, and obviously not everything I'm seeing. And I recognize that there's angry Republicans. There may even be a tinge of racism in some of these in some instances as well. But there are a lot of people who are beginning to wake up to things, and they're discussing issues and understanding things like the Federal Reserve that they never understood before. And I think when the Republican administration comes back, it's not going to have as much rope as George Bush had to take us off into the various big government adventures he had in mind.
What about term limits? Is that going to solve everything?
No, you know, we have term limits in my home state, the Buckeye State of Ohio, and what it simply means is there's a rotating number of rotating positions. Mark, if you're the state rep and you're term limited out and I'm the local mayor, we just switch roles. And there's a lot of that going on, and so it didn't really solve the problem. I still think it's beneficial, but it's not going to. We need, I think, to find ways to bind down their other ways to bind down their mischief, working within the procedures of government.
Well, I, of course, support. I fully support non-cooperation and civil disobedience. I think that'll bind them down pretty effectively. But, Jim, hang on here for a moment. We've got a call for you. Dan is on the line in San Diego. Dan, you're on with Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org.
Hi. Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Sounds good, Dan.
All right. Yeah, you know, I'm Dan, the guy that Dan Litwin, the guy that produced the song for Jim at his request, the Brother Can You Spare a Frog. And it's been a lot of fun. Jim, I want to thank you one more time for asking me to do that. To just quickly, you know, throw in my opinion here, you know, I have developed a little talk that gets especially left-wingers kind of coming to the side of maybe thinking about less government. And I use the choice angle because we really have no choice when policy is set in Washington, D.C. It implies that there's only one way to live. And left-wingers really, really, really abhor that idea that there's only one way to live. But it's interesting. There's a 10th Amendment that says they weren't supposed to do 99% of what they do today, and there's no discussion of the 10th Amendment. So as far as electing better people, what's the difference who's elected when the power they gain? These are my 2 points. What's the difference who's elected when the power they gain is so great that it guarantees their corruption? And the founders knew this, so they set in place a 10th Amendment so there wouldn't be a federal power grab, and we wouldn't be all forced into one way to live, and that power then being the corrupting power again.
Jim, your thoughts?
Well, I like that. I think, you know, that's a very compelling argument. Another one is, where's the gun? You know, in every one of these instances, somebody's got a gun being pointed at their head, and they're being compelled to behave. Do you really think that violence is a good way to get things done? You know, the argument of regulatory capture, that when we set out to create boards and agencies and bureaus to regulate various industries, that eventually the biggest players in that industry gain control of the board. And they set the rules. They appoint the players, and those players have an eye on their future employment within those corporations. And so, you know, the idea that somehow we can get these two entities together and that the government will rule over the corporations and keep them in line is quite the opposite. The government will be doing the bidding of these corporations, and all of these are arguments that I think we need to make to our progressive friends.
Well said. Dan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And if folks want to go and hear the song, it is available. Is it on the front page right now?
Right now it's a blog post, and we'll put up over the weekend, we'll put up the video by itself. But if they just go to the first blog post right now at downsizedbc.org at the top of the page, we've got both an audio and a video link inside that piece.
And one more time, the song is called what?
Brother, Can You Spare a Fraud? And fraud stands for Federal Reserve Accounting Unit, the dollar.
It's very cute. So you can go and you can listen, you can watch all at downsizedc.org. Jim, always great having you on the show. Thanks for coming on tonight.
My pleasure.
Keep up the great work out there, and thank you. 800-259-9231 as we launch here shortly into hour number three. We'll take your calls about whatever is on your mind. And I don't know, I'm sure we'll have something to talk about that you might find interesting here in moments. You can bring up anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231, Hour 3, coming up shortly.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.